Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, YouTube decided to create a paid video service that at the time was called YouTube Red, that was going to be kind of like YouTube's answer to Netflix and Hulu and Amazon's paid video service, where you'd get traditional YouTube without ads and some other bells and whistles, but you'd also get a bunch of original series that, you know, were high budget, had big names. Initially, they mostly made shows with stars that come from the, you know, YouTube universe, but then they also broadened into working with more traditional kind of Hollywood talent, whether it was the Cobra Kai series that you mentioned, or a series produced by Doug Liman, who's the director of The Bourne Identity. But the past few months, and really now over the past year, YouTube has started to walk back from that strategy a bit, partially because it's taken that YouTube Red service and turned it into a paid music service. And so it's no longer using original series to try to sell people subscriptions.
Will that mean that they will not be doing any kind of original series any longer?
They will still do original series, but they'll be lower budget. And what YouTube seems primarily interested in is getting kind of big name talent, Will Smith, Kevin Hart, kind of big musicians like Ariana Grande, to make videos for YouTube. And they're less discriminating about what exactly those videos are. They're not trying to make the next, you know, Will Smith blockbuster movie. They're happy to have him bungee jump out of an airplane.
Sure, I guess that does draw more views with less cost to them because they don't have to pay for anything.
Exactly. And YouTube is still really focused on its advertising business. You know, YouTube is one of the biggest places for online advertising in the world. It is the most popular video site in the world. And so one of the things that executives at the company told me was that people who were uploading videos to YouTube wanted those videos to be viewed by everybody and not just by kind of the 5 million or 3 million people paying for the paid service. And if it's viewed by everybody and you've got a big name talent like Will Smith, not only are you going to be able to get a lot of viewers, but you're going to be able to charge pretty high advertising rates.
How much of this had to do with the fact that Apple is looking to get into this space as well and it's just getting really crowded?
I think it's not specific to Apple, but to your point, the crowd. You see Netflix there, and Netflix is spending $10 billion a year on programming. You see Amazon, they're spending like $5 or $6 billion a year. Hulu's spending $3 billion. Apple's coming in. Disney's coming in. Comcast is coming in. Warner Media, which owns HBO, is coming in. And there's just a lot of competition, a lot of money to be spent. And I don't believe that YouTube, or and more by extension Google at its core, is a company that wants to be spending billions of dollars on original programming. It's just not what the company's about.
Will there be any need to pay for YouTube's service if most of the stuff will be on the free service?
Well, you would pay for YouTube if you want to pay for the music service, which is a lot like Spotify or Apple Music, this on-demand service where you can listen to millions of different songs and playlists, and they'll sprinkle in some video to make it more appealing and different from those. There has been a kind of an added layer to that where you'd pay for original series, and it seems like that will probably fade away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.